time for the ladies to be heard. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., presented by RxMuscle.com. You are about to hear two of the smartest and sexiest IFBB pros tell it like it is. Here are your hosts, Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin.
Welcome to the 16th episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. My name is Colette Nelson, IFBB professional bodybuilder, and I'm joined by my super sexy co-host, IFBB pro figure competitor, Chrissy Chin. Chrissy, what's going on over there?
I know you have to be exhausted.
It's kind of an understatement, but it was just one of those weekends. It's nonstop. As soon as we got off the plane, I just start firing up the airbrush gun, and it doesn't stop until pretty much Saturday at about 5:30. I mean, I did like 14 girls' hair and makeup. I think we did 35 people's tans. And I honestly have to thank Jen Cowan, who and I did this little business together with the tanning. Two tents going, two guns going. And Heather, who is my makeup artist, who's just unbelievable. She does such great work. She's going to be working with me again at the Pittsburgh Teen Collegiates. She is so good, and I always learn so much from her. I mean, Chris, I'm getting more and more daring because I'm more like, I don't know, maybe like typical porn star makeup. She really works with a lot of color. Now I'm really daring with yellows and greens, and it was over the top, good stuff. And I just did not sleep. Chrissy, you don't sleep.
And how can you sleep?
And you're under pressure, and you don't eat. So what do I do Saturday night? Bad move, you know? I'm starving. I mean, I don't even have time to drink shakes because there's no time. If I got to get a girl ready, they got to be ready. So, you know, Tiani, who works for Species, actually, she freaking hands me a pizza from that deep dish Chicago-style pizza. And only one piece was gone, Chrissy. This whole thing was left for me. And how in the hell was I not going to eat this whole thing? I'm in the room just devouring this deep dish pizza. I ate like the whole thing. I mean, this is why, I mean, sometimes these weekends, I mean, they really, you know, we're here at a bodybuilding weekend. We live the life, and then we completely abandon the life when we're there. I didn't get to train for like 2 days, and for me, that's a miracle. And, it is. And I'm eating like a whole pizza. And not even just not thin crust like here in New York. Deep dish, Chrissy. It was amazing.
Oh, that's the best.
It was the best. I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy every piece of it. I was like, oh my gosh. That was a bloated mess on Sunday on the plane. But so that was a real quick gist of what I was doing. But, you know, I don't know. It was, like I say, these weekends are not just like all frills. Like, ooh, I'm going to Chicago to have fun. No, it's all work. It's all work and zero play.
And they had a lot of great competitors competing this past weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, we got two of them on the show today, which I'm so excited about. We have Suzanne Germano, who won the overall in the women's bodybuilding category. And she is really an amazing competitor. When you hear about everything that she has to go through to get on that stage, you'll have a lot more respect for her. And she just keeps getting better. So I am telling you, this is a woman that can turn pro.
Well, I'm excited to get her on. And we also have Terry Turner on our show. And as you know, she won the figure overall title this weekend at Junior Nationals, earning her IFBB Pro card. And earlier this year, she had also won her class at the Junior USAs.
Yeah, she is hot. Chrissy, just had a little layout in flex I had to look at last night.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart, too. Like, I'm really happy that she's on the show. You know, she's very humble. She's a gorgeous girl. And, you know, she's been working so hard. I mean, she won her class at a national stage. Not once, not twice. Three times before nailing it at Junior Nationals to earn her pro card.
Wow. Yeah, that's the journey. And then next week, Chrissy, we're having Marzia Prince on. Way to go, hooking that up.
Yes, yeah, I wanted her on this weekend, but, you know, we were short on time and stuff, so we definitely have her on next week.
In the new Flex, I saw her new ad. She really, you know, she's beautiful in person, but I gotta be, she's one of those people that, in pictures, you're like, wow, that's hot. You know, some people do that when you photo, yeah, they photograph, like, amazing. So, next week's gonna be great. But let's do a little... Yeah, go on, Kristen.
Yeah, I have to tell you, before I forget, remember Crystal West, our little pull-up queen, right?
Yeah.
So she had sent me an email, and believe it or not, she actually competed this past weekend also. She competed at Lonnie Taper Show, the NPC Junior Cals, and she placed fourth in open figure third in the over 35. So congrats to Crystal.
Isn't that funny? You know how we must have got her pumped up when she was on the show. I think it's all thanks to us, Chrissy.
Yeah. Well, she had said that. She goes, you know, after our interview, you know, and then, you know, one of my friends, you know, prodded me, and I decided to compete. And, you know, it's nice that our guests are still letting us know what they're doing, and we'd love to hear from all of them. So, well, way to go, Crystal.
Yeah, on another note, I just heard from Vicky last night, and thanks to our show, and I love to hear this. I really do. She sold, like, five of her DVDs.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, you know, I got to tell you, those that are listening again this week, I'm going to give her a little shameless plug, because she has the videography and the editing is wonderful in this. This is not just somebody handing, you know, holding their video camera. Ooh, look at me and look at me. This is really high class editing, and it is a great video and super inspirational. So, I mean, to sell five videos, and she really hasn't been selling that many, you know, it shows that people are listening. So Vicky Nixon and her DVD, check it out.
So let's go into the Junior Nationals. Tell me a little about what you saw on stage.
Well, considering I was not seeing the stage at prejudging, unfortunately, Chrissy, because I was killing myself making sure these girls were ready at these most bizarre times. It's like, oh my God, they make makeup artists and tanning so impossible. But I did run to the night show to check everything out. So I saw the final journey for these competitors. And in the female bodybuilding, it was interesting. The smallest class was the heavyweight class, which is even more of a note to show that these figure competitors that look more like bodybuilders really can jump in there, because we're seeing more, you know, some of the smaller girls competing in the lightweights, the middleweights, and the light heavy. So it's kind of an interesting thing to see less heavyweights up there. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to say that Andrea Giacomi is also girlfriend of Timmy, Tattoo Timmy, we like to call, who's on Heavy Muscle Radio. And she really, here's a competitor that if she could really dial in her conditioning, could do some damage. And it is just one of those situations. You have to learn your body. You have to be able to go the distance, not be afraid of losing muscle, and just getting yourself dialed in. But she really is a beautiful competitor. So, you know, she plays second. I mean, there was only three competitors, but I mean, just given her just God-given genetics and talent, there's room for improvement there for sure. Another one I want to mention in the light heavies was Roxanne Edwards. I worked with Roxanne. She's a New Yorker. And she, I mean, to me, she was really overlooked. Now, again, she's kind of, maybe I have more sympathy towards her because she is upper body dominant. And her legs, again, are not her strongest body part. But, I mean, Chrissy, she's just got a striking, she's just got a striking look on stage. She's got that black skin, you know, that really like shines, kind of like an Iris Kyle. And, you know, she just stands out. So I was kind of shocked when she got second, because her conditioning seemed a little bit better than even the light heavyweight winner, but it's just a matter of balance. And I think that is what happened there. I also did the makeup of Sarah Matheson, who's just a sweetheart. And she was right up there. She placed third there. So she, you know, she was kind of neck and neck with Roxanne, because I did both of their makeup. So it's so funny. You know, you're like, you know, you got two of them right there. And you're like, oh, yeah, it's very difficult.
And you want them both to do well.
Right, you do. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like Miss Motivation that week. And people were coming up to my room. It was like, I was making jokes. Like, I'm text messaging motivational speeches like every minute, like, just a second, let me text this. Listen, it's about the journey, not the destination. Oh my gosh. Then Suzanne Germano, who are having I don't need enough said about Suzanne. She really just stood out. I mean, Jeff, what did you think?
Second you saw her, you knew that she was the winner.
I was
sitting there with Sean, who was doing the play-by-play with Dave, and all three of us were like, well, there's your winner.
Yeah, it was like game over. Game over.
And I must say, you three did an amazing job with the play-by-plays.
I give all the credit to Sean and Dave.
craziness this weekend. And then Christina Taylor in the lightweights. Very, you know, very cute. I love these little lightweights because, Christy, they always look like they weigh more than they do. They can only weigh 114 pounds. And then, you know, they just pack so much muscle on these little frames. So it's
oh, it's cut off at 114 for lightweight.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Those little,
and you would think they weigh more than that.
Oh, you do. You always look at me like, yeah. Oh, my God, how much do they weigh, you know? So, anyway, Christy, what do you think about the figure? Did you get to check out the pictures?
Yeah, I was following along because I was really hoping that Terry Turner would get her pro card at this show. And, you know, she not only won a really tough D class, but she also took the overall. But, you know, that D class was tough. They had some really great girls like Marie Newman, who's usually neck and neck with Terry. And she had placed second earlier this year also. And then Jenny Lewis was another tough competitor. And Karen Kimura, who just won her class at the Cal, she ended up placing fourth. So that D class was a really, really tough class.
I mean, what do you find is, like, the most challenging class? Is it usually, like, the C, D? I mean, overall in figure, would you say?
I would say a lot of the times B and D seem to be really tough.
Okay.
B and D seem to be very tough, but there's, you know, great competitors in all the classes, yeah, of course, yeah. You know, especially at a show like Junior Nationals, you know, when I saw each of the class winners, definitely well-deserved. You know, you had Christina Vargas, who I'm not familiar with, but she looked great in her pictures, very cute girl, nice amount of muscularity, not overly muscular, and then Class B the same with Josie Zamora winning that class. And then C class went to Carly Woodell, who I haven't met yet, but she looked great also, and she also earned her pro card. So Terry Turner earned her pro card in D class. Class E, she won her class, but she didn't get a pro card. Her name was Elizabeth Earhart, but she looked great, and I think she's actually one of Shannon Day's Team Bombshell members. So I think she's heading to Vegas to try to get that pro card next at the USA's.
So now, what, in your opinion, what do you think... which one of these ladies would make the best pro, and, you know, not to be partial on any of them?
Yeah, not to be partial. Well, let me just mention, too, that Class F won a pro card also, and that was Jodi Minier, and she was in the flex swimsuit issue this earlier this year. But of all those, you know, it's really tough. I think they all look great, you know, but if you're like, Chrissy, you only had to pick one, who do you think is going to do really well as a pro? I would say Terry Turner. I just love her. I've always loved her look, and I've always told her that, too. And, you know, she has a beautiful look, very marketable, nice degree of muscularity, great stage presence. Like, you know, when she walks out, you know, she grabs your attention. So I think Terry's going to do very well as a pro.
You know, what did you think of Jodi Minier's suit? To me, I liked it. It was very controversial with the people I was sitting with. They're like, no, it's nude. I don't like, there was something about it I really liked. Are you looking at it? It's that nude suit, almost flesh colored.
Yeah, I was,
daring.
I looked at it. Yes. Not everyone can pull off that color, by the way.
No, I mean, it was really daring, but it worked for her here at the show.
Yeah, so obviously it worked for her. So, yeah, not everyone can get away with that color, and it didn't. It wasn't, like, overly blinged out. You know, it was more on the simple side, but it just worked for Jodi.
Yeah, I did Jen Hernandez's makeup, and I also did Tiani Thorne's makeup. And Jennifer Hernandez was in Class F, and she's the six-foot Amazon, I like to say, because she's really incredible, and it's a shame because I really want her to do well, and mm-hmm. I was just kept saying she comes in with a very diva-esque personality, and then on stage it's like she dies, Chrissy. And I've told her this. It's not anything I'm not saying. And if you know,
yeah.
And it's like I'm like, you have to reflect that, because I always say figure women start off like with, you know, the perfect 10, right? And then they just they did that wrong, 9. Oh, they did that wrong, 8. And they just start losing points on every little thing because they're so, many of them are so close. And it's like when she gets up on there, it's like you lose that. And I think, you know, we always talk about that. This presentation is so important. You got to dazzle them. And you don't have a lot of things to do. It's not like you do a front double bicep. You got to be on that stage, and everything's got to be on point.
Yeah, every little detail counts. You know, your suit, how you're doing your quarter turns, the way you walk out onto the stage, your eye contact with the judges, you know, all these little things do count. And you're right about Jen, though, because I've talked to Jennifer Hernandez before, and she is very, she's very personable, very bubbly, definitely grabs you when she talks. talks to you, you know, so you would expect her to, you know, portray that on stage. So I haven't seen her compete yet, so I'd love to see her compete. But all she has to do is, like, when she walks up to people and starts talking to them, that's what she needs to do on that stage. But she's great at that.
Yeah, I know. I know. Now, what did you think in your overall opinion? Okay, you and I would just did a wrap-up for the Cal, and we talked about the way, and it was funny, I was sitting next to Catherine Holland, and she's actually lifting some serious weight, putting on back some muscle. She's like, Colette, I'm going back to the gym. She's eating more calories. She's training like a bodybuilder. She's really motivated to build back up her physique. She's like, you know, the way it looked at the Cal, you know, she was really unhappy with the way she looked. She felt she lost muscle, and she's going back to the Catherine Holland that she wants to be. And then now we look at this show, and it was kind of across the board. Some of the really more muscular girls weren't placing as well. I mean, what do you think?
You know, this is huge talk on all the boards, because people that compete in figure especially are saying, so what are the judges looking for? More muscularity, less muscularity? But, you know, a good point that we all must understand is that, you know, the judges could only judge what's in front of them that day.
Yeah.
And certain girls look better, a little bit more muscular, and other girls can pull away with coming in a little bit softer. So, like you always said, Colette, you know, you have to bring your best package.
That's true.
You know, you definitely have to bring your best package.
And whether that might be you're a little more muscular or it you really do, right? I mean, you have to say, where does your body look the best? Some women can come in, you know, softer and pull it off, and others can't. They need to be more dialed in to even show off their lines. So it's...
Yes.
It's a tough, you know, it's a tough, slippery slope on figure. I don't, you know,
it's very tough.
You know, that's all that's said. Well, we are really good. We can tell you out there, those figure competitors, it's a tough, it is. You got to be in it to win it, and you got to show your face. You know, it's one of those things. Then there's the fitness, which was very interesting. And
yeah, I was so curious. Please tell us. I was so curious how Arielle did.
Oh, I've got to tell you, I personally just, I'm a fan favorite of Arielle. I mean, I know her personally. I know her drive and I know her talent. And she's 16. You know, she's 16. She's was the youngest competitor there. And, you know, she's got a 16-year-old physique still. I mean, her routine, I think her routine is amazing. And she's really talented and show-stopping. But you know, you get to the physique round. And she even told me this herself. You know, she's like, Colette, I feel so good when I do my routine. I don't have any problems with that. It's just when I get to the physique round, she looks around, she loses her confidence. You know, she's one of the shorter girls. I think she stands under 5 feet. I'm sure of that. And so she was so devastating. I see her mother and her outside. They didn't even make top five. So for her not to be able to do her routine at the night show was very disappointing. You know, and, you know, I'm like, Ariel, you're 16. I told her this. It's not.
She has a bright future.
Yeah, I said, it's not if, it's when.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
to be
exactly.
told that, you know, it's not if you're going to get your pro card, it's when. And so remember that. It doesn't have to happen now. And sometimes it not happening now makes you appreciate so much more. You know, if you get it at 16, Chrissy, it's like, it was given to me. It's like you don't get to work for it and build up that reputation and that kind of momentum that goes with a pro card.
You know, I saw a lot of pictures of her on RX during her routine, and she just glows. Like, she just looks like she's having the best time out there. She's glows. She has, you know, you can just tell she has that magnetic personality when she's performing her routine.
Yep, and then it's just really a matter of just tweaking that physique, I mean, and getting it where it needs to look so that the judges kind of take notice of it. And that's going to take a little bit of time, but she'll do it. You know, she'll definitely do it.
Yeah, definitely.
We had Carmela Rodriguez, who won her pro card, Victoria Larvey, who did also, and Desiree Walker. And all these girls were beyond talented and have bright futures in the fitness realm, because, you know, we're losing a lot of fitness girls. So I think any of these can, you know, look forward to stepping into a pro show and getting their faces out there and then being on the Olympia stage. And that's the dream. So
exactly,
yeah,
and I think Victoria is actually the youngest IFBB pro, because she is 17 and she's going to be 18 in August, I believe. So congrats to her.
Yeah, so she's the youngest. Yeah, we had Ariel was younger than her, so she was the youngest competitor there. But Victoria, that's quite a feat right there.
We're 17. That's awesome.
I know. I know. It's exciting. And then real quickly, the bikini, very interesting. Marzia came back from a disappointing finish at the Junior USAs to win a pro card and looking incredible.
Yeah, I saw her pictures. I was like, wow, she looks phenomenal.
You know, it just goes to show you, it's just like that little bit of, you know, it's that little bit of body fat, you know, can really just throw off your lines. And, you know, a couple of figure competitors that I actually did makeup for were really frustrated because they're like, you know, I want to be soft and voluptuous. And then there's that fine line between, again, where your body looks good and what is necessary for a physique competition, because that little bit of body fat looks really hot, sometimes even at Hawaiian tropics and bikini shows like that. But when you're getting into the NPC, a physique competition, I think that I thought I had to tell some of these, you got to kind of step up your game. If you are winning Hawaiian tropic or things like that, they are more into that, a little bit more body fat. You know, they want that kind of voluptuous look. Here, you know, you're kind of, I think you still have to take into account that this is, you know, a physique competition. And that's where we'll see bikini, you know, at least start to percolate, maybe.
Because we have four new bikini pros, don't we?
Yeah. Janet Harding, who is from New York, in the New York area, because I've seen her compete. She's done every single show since she was at the Atlantic stage. She was at the Mets, and she kept going for it, and she made it happen. So I was really proud to see her up there.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Celeste, which is a cool name. Two first names, Jennifer Celeste. And Sonia, I'm going to probably mess up this name, Vicarelli, Jeff, Mr. Pronunciation Extraordinaire.
We'll say Vicarelli.
Vicarelli, yeah, there you go. Yeah, so that about sums up the Junior USAs. And, you know, for more, I know Dave really kind of delved into it, but that kind of gives us a really brief rundown.
And then we have two of them on the show today, which is really exciting.
Yep.
So we'll get to hear from Terry and Suzanne in just a little bit.
And, you know, I also want to take a second just to give some love to our sponsors, JoJo's Energy Drink, and we thank them again for their support and love. And I think Dave is actually at the studio right now decorating it with some JoJo's love, so that's kind of cool.
Is he?
Yeah.
Aw, thank you, JoJo's.
Well, you know what, Christy, let's come back to the Did You Know's. So we'll take a two-minute break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good. See you then.
Muscle Girls, Inc. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition. The Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com. RX RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Monica Brand, and you're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. with Colette and Chrissy.
So, Colette, at Muscle Girls, Inc., remember, we continue to go places that other internet radio shows don't want to go. Well, let's, with that said, I'll roll into our first one. So, this is very true. Just, this is all true news. This all happens. So a 13-year-old girl in India was complaining of an upset stomach, so her parents took her to the emergency room, and the doctors did not expect that they would find this, but they found a 2.2-pound clump of hair that was almost 20 inches in length in her stomach.
What? How did, I mean, so, did she eat it?
Yeah, so supposedly she suffers from something called Rapunzel syndrome, where it's like an impulse control disorder, so where the people that are suffering from it have this urge to pull out the hair and then just eat it. And they said it usually happens in teenage girls.
Wow.
So they'll be giving her, yeah, some psychiatric treatment.
Look at the things you learn on our show, though, Chrissy.
I know.
You learned about a new disorder. Rapunzel syndrome.
Rapunzel syndrome.
Wow.
So don't be eating here.
Well, how about this about eating? A bakery allegedly discards employee's severed arm, okay? Now, you could, this is a good one. This is from Madrid, okay? And the bakery is being sued. They allegedly threw a severed arm of an employee that because it got caught into a bin after it was amputated in an accident with a kneading machine. When they knead the dough, the arm must have gotten caught in there. And, yeah, so they're basically, you know, he was taken to the hospital. Somebody tossed the arm into the garbage. And it says the bakery then cleaned the machinery and continued production. The police found the arm the next day, but the doctors were unable to reattach it. How crazy is that?
Why would you throw the poor guy's arm out the window?
Not good, Chrissy. Not good. You can actually reattach these things. You know what happened to Elena Bobbitt in that situation?
Yeah, put it on ice and reattach it.
Exactly. So they were fined, they're in some trouble. They're definitely in some trouble.
Let's go to another part of the world. So we're going to go to Brisbane. So there was this motorist who was extremely frustrated with police. What was happening was they were having festival fireworks going on, and the police had to stop traffic, and this guy got very mad, so he started yelling at the police, and then he grabbed his service-issued torch and started hitting the police officer with it. Then he decides to grab the male officer's testicles and squeeze them hard.
Wow.
That's
good. So that's a good attack right there. That's what you got to do. You know what I mean? Just reach right for him.
And just grab him and squeeze him. So he said he was so upset because they were preventing him from attending his wife's birthday. But he pleaded guilty to one count of serious assault. And the judge actually said that he was suffering from some type of depressive disorder. So she gave him a 12-month prison term.
Wow. People, man. People. Well, how about this one? This is actually in our neck of the woods in Philadelphia, more or less, out here on the East Coast. But a person of interest in rape of a girl, she was 11, was badly beaten by furious neighbors. And now you could honestly see this happening because we had some crazy stuff happening in our neighborhood not too long ago with a kid down the street was being attacked by his father. And actually, Biggie Smalls, the white Biggie Smalls, Rob Smalley, remember this one? He went out there and basically saved the day, and he lives through this story vicariously, but it's very interesting, but this is what kind of happened. A person that was, you know, in suspicion of raping an 11-year-old girl on her way to school, was severely beaten by angry neighbors. The attack was caught on camera. The gentleman was 26 years old. He's in stable condition right now, but the beating was videotaped, and there was like a dozen West Kensington, must have been the neighborhood residents, were like pummeled him, beat him with wooden sticks, their fists, feet. He's basically suffered head injuries. He was taken to Temple University. He hasn't been actually charged with the rape yet, but, you know, which happened with the girl walking to school. But he had an unrelated warrant out for his arrest, and he basically was named the person of interest in the rape. Now, okay, Here's a situation where he was the person of interest. I mean, I don't even want to make any speculation. I don't know. You know, you're pretty much innocent until proven guilty, but God forbid he wasn't guilty.
I know.
You know, it's like, I guess. It's like they say, you can't take the law into your own hands, Chrissy. Don't do it. Don't do it, Chrissy. You can't take the law into your own hands.
No, I don't want to be in jail.
No, it's not worth it. Because,
Well, I thought this one was cute on a lighter note, because, you know, I'm a total dog lover. Like, I treat my dogs probably better than some people treat their kids, especially the ones that we hear about on some of these Did You Knows, right?
Yeah.
So this was so cute. So this happened in London. So this little puppy got flushed down a toilet because his owner is a 4-year-old little boy, and he says that he was trying to give his puppy a little bath because he was all muddy.
Oh, no. So, okay.
Isn't that cute? I was like, that is just so adorable. But the good news is that a drainage firm was able to save the puppy, and he was fine.
Aww.
And he's home safe. But then the mother was asking, why'd you do that? He's like, he was muddy, needs a bath.
Aww.
I thought it was adorable.
He just didn't know, right.
Well, he just didn't know better.
Well, Chris, I think you'll think this next one's pretty adorable. I really do. I think this one is going to kind of soothe your soul a little bit. This guy's from Serbia. And he went to a witch doctor, and people do this stuff. Remember back in the day when people would drink that crazy evangelist had them drink this stuff. It was going to whatever, and they all died. People believe anything. I truly believe that. The Serbian guy goes to a witch doctor, and he says, look, all you've got to do is have sex with the hedgehog machine and you will be cured. So here he goes. The witch doctor told me the cure, you know, once he has an ejaculation, problems are over. Well, problems are over, all right. He ended up operating the hedgehog and basically lacerated his penis, Chrissy. Lacerated his penis. He was in the hospital, obviously, and, you know, it was a bad situation. So,
sex with hedgehogs.
No, don't do it.
Jeff, don't do it.
They did manage, though, everybody listening, they did manage to repair the damage to his penis.
Yeah, Chris, I think I'll resist, you know, the hedgehog machine.
Even if I told you it was going to cure your problem with your ear, Jeff?
Oh, as long as you're not a witch doctor, you know, I think everything's fine.
God, we got to take care of Jeff.
Okay, Chrissy, one of our all-time favorite segments is what is in our crazy email bags this week. So, on that exciting note, and they keep getting more exciting as our fans interact with us more, and the love is spewing through their emails. What did you get that's exciting?
They are exciting, and you just don't know which one to pick.
I know.
You know, so I was like, which one should I pick? You know, and this guy really asked me. He's like, please, can you please read this email? So I said, you know what? I'm going to read this guy's email this week.
All right, what's his email?
He starts off by saying, Chrissy, he goes, I'm an obese man, but I like being that way. I make a good amount of money, you know, and I have no intention of dieting down. You know, he goes, I've listened to one of your shows, and I came up with a great idea. And he goes, so if you're willing to do, you know, selling your posing to charity, how about this? Would you consider doing this for charity? Okay, you ready for this? So he wants to know if I will straddle him, okay? So straddle his back, then take off his shirt, and then start popping all the pimples on his back.
Wow. That's exciting.
Because he says,
I am a pimple popper, I have to admit. I'm terrible, Chrissy.
That it feels amazing. He says that it feels amazing.
I'm not sure how good it feels. I think the person popping the pimples gets a type of euphoric situation off of this. Wow. Chrissy, are you going to do it or what?
Oh, plus it gets worse. He goes, sometimes you can flick them away, but then other times I want you to hold on to what I pop in the pimple and then marvel at them and roll them with my fingers into a ball.
My gosh, Chrissy. That's interesting. That's very interesting. So, is this something that is you can travel to, Chrissy, or is this guy any in the near, you know, something that's like plausible for your repertoire of things that you do professionally?
Listen, I don't think pimple poppins at the top of my list right now.
I love this one. That's a good one. I got to admit, that's good. But being that that one is good. I had to send you, and I don't think Jeff, I was trying to say this, and I timed this all wrong, got the email in time. Did you or did you not, Jeff?
I have no idea what's going to happen now, so.
Okay, well.
Oh, you have to show him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's almost insane that, you know, he didn't get this email in time, but here's what happened, and I believe those that did not listen to the show, this is almost like a soap opera. You have to like listen to our shows weekly to really get all the inside. But last week we had a love guest on the show that was in love with Jeff and would have done anything to be able to sit on his face for hours on end. So I get the thank you email back from Ho Ma is the end of this email who signed this, but thank
Ho
you.
Ma.
Okay. Ho Ma is
Ho
from,
Ma.
This is a woman.
Gotcha.
Thank you so much for mentioning my grandmother on your program. She has, so excited that she sent a butt naked photo, butt naked, right or wrong, Chrissy, butt naked.
Oh, yeah.
To show Jeff, just Jeff. You can see the granny on her way to develop the grandmaster biceps. Grandma Ann asked me to block off her face, which they did, because she's a prominent member of the Vietnamese community. And she tells me to please have Jeff email her and give her a shout out on the next show. She was working very hard and would like to have a shout out from Jeff. Jeff, is there any way he can give her a shout out?
Here's my shout out to you from Jeff, the producer.
There you go. See? Thank you, Jeff. That probably made her life, her weekend, and everything else. So keep them coming. We have some very, very loyal fans, right or wrong, Chrissy?
Oh, absolutely right, and we love them, so thank you so much.
Pimple popping, grandmas with vaginoplasties. It's just, it's good stuff, man. It's good stuff.
Just don't forget to send it to Jeff. He's going to miss out if you don't.
Anyway, Chrissy, anyway.
Well, let's head into our forum question, Colette.
Okay, what's going on over there?
This week's forum question comes from the women's forum on rxmuscle.com, and it comes from board member Brown Bear. And he thought of this question. He was at Junior National, so he was like, I thought of this question for Colette. So his question to you, Colette, he says that he was at Junior Nationals and he couldn't help but notice the huge imbalance of figure and bikini to bodybuilding competitors. Do you feel that bodybuilding is dying out, or will figure be the new lead division, so to speak? Or do you think female bodybuilding will remain in demand due to the quality needed to reach that level of physique transformation?
It would look and appear to the outsider looking in that figure is the dominant category. I mean, Chrissy, there were well over 100 competitors in figure at the Junior Nationals, and it did appear to be the dominant category, but I don't think female bodybuilding's ever going to die. It's not going to die, and I think the more, you know, is small of a venue that it would appear to be on this level. If you go to looking at the numbers at the USA's and the Nationals, the numbers have grown. There were almost over, I don't even know, last year, a record number of bodybuilders at last year's Nationals, and the more that we see the muscularity in the figure division being crucified, they're going to slowly but surely, we're seeing it every year, more and more going over to bodybuilding. I think just the contrary. I think you're going to see more. I think it's going to get bigger. I really do. I just think it's like a 5-year lag time. I really do. I think it's going to take another, maybe longer, like 5 or 6 years when we start to get rid of the more muscular women at the top of the shapes of the pyramid, and we bring in a new look for bodybuilding, but it actually might be a 5 to 10 year battle. And then we start to see bikini become more popular, fitness makes a resurgence, figure then starts to allocate some of the body some of those bodies into bodybuilding. So I think just give it time. I'm going to say just the contrary. It is not going to die.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think there's a big amount of fans out there that love women's bodybuilding, and obviously support it. You know, and proof of that is the Tampa show and how that's back on the schedule and all that money that was raised in a really short period of time, you know. So I think it's great. I agree with you. I think women's bodybuilding is not going to die.
So never fear. You know, that was a great question, though, but it's you know, it's just goes through cycles, like in life. It's like neon. Mm-hmm. Neon was popular in the 80s. It fell out, but it's coming back, Chrissy. Neon is coming back.
I'm going to buy Troy a neon thong.
He needs a neon thong. Hot pink. He looks sexy in that. Very sexy.
We'll have him, Jeff, and Dave in neon pink, yellow, and green.
Well, let's bring on our next segment, which is our first guest.
Our first guest just won her class and the figure overall title at this weekend's Junior Nationals. She had previously won her class 3 times at the national level before earning her pro card. This beauty can also be seen in the August issue of Flex magazine in the body shop section. Please welcome the beautiful Terry Turner to our show. Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
So listen, really congratulations. Good. I was following the boards like a mad woman, and I was so happy to see you won your class, and then you took the overall. So tell us how you're feeling right now.
Very, very excited. I didn't go into the show knowing what to expect, you know, because you just never know, and definitely didn't expect to get the overall title. So I'm still kind of, you know, just hanging out on cloud nine and just trying to come down for the weekend. I don't think I've slept yet, so excited.
Well, you know,
totally surprised.
Terry, the you know, after the Friday night prejudging, you know, it's a tough show when you have a 2-day show, by the way. For those of you who've ever competed, haven't competed, it's very tough. But did you, I mean, and the D class being probably the most competitive, what did you think? Did you think you had won your class, or did you like to maintain the whole look that I don't care, I probably didn't win, but so if you win, you feel all the better?
I didn't know. You know, it's always a battle between Marion and myself. So I didn't know what to expect. I knew I placed well. You know, it was the first call out, so I knew I placed well, but I didn't know if I got first or second. I was, you know, totally unsure about that, but you know.
You don't have the diva-esque personality like, oh yeah, I definitely won. It's all me. I've got this in the bag.
No, I'm never like that, because I think if you get like that, then you kind of get knocked down, I guess.
Totally agree. You know, I'm always like that. I'm last, man.
I don't want to jinx myself.
But you were first call out and you were in the middle. Nope, definitely was last. There's no way. I like that attitude better.
Last. Yep. Please, bottom of the barrel.
Yep, it's me, man. Then the win is all the greater.
Yes.
Terry, let's go back, Terry, to earlier this year. At the Junior USAs, you won your class at the Junior USAs. What was the feedback that the judges gave you after you didn't get your pro card there, and what adjustments did you make for this show?
One of the things that they said is they didn't like my suit on me. They didn't like the red and blue combination of the stones. So my good friend Kat Holland was so sweet to let me borrow her suit. And they also said I was really flat and I needed to fill out a good deal more. And especially in my upper body, I was a bit too hard, which I agree, you know. And I really felt... I pretty much just ate more going into the show, so just eating more. You know, I really felt like I filled out, especially waking up Saturday morning. I really felt good and full, and just looking back at the pictures from the Junior USAs and comparing them, you know, from the Chicago show just now, I really felt, you know, I peaked, and, you know, I felt really good about how I looked.
Well, on that note, who helps you? I mean, do you do this yourself? Who's your diet prep coach, and who helps you with your training, and what's your style like?
I work with Mike Davies.
Okay.
I've been with him for about 4 or 5 years now. So he talks me all the way.
So now are you, now does Mike Davies prescribe to a more carb cycle diet? And what is your usual training regime like?
No, he doesn't really carb cycle. I never know what to expect from him. Okay. I never know what my diet's going to be like. You know, I get weekly cheat meals usually, but it's not, you know, I would just say it's just your average diet. He doesn't, you get your carbs after your training. You know, sometimes you'll get a grapefruit, but it's not anything high carb by any means. And cardio's, you know, I usually do about 10 to 12 cardio sessions a week, and they're always, you know, outdoor stadium sprints or some sort of crazy cardio program. And I weight train 5 days a week, and cardio first thing in the morning in the empty stomach and all that good stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, Colette and I saw the recent issue of Flex, and you look stunning, by the way.
Hot.
Thank you.
I can't get Jeff away from the magazine right now. I'm pulling it out of his hands. He can't focus. He's completely unfocused, Chrissy.
Teresa, tell us about that shoot with Flex.
How did what?
How was that shoot with Flex? You shot with Terry, right?
Oh, yeah, in Florida. That was in February. That was a lot of fun. It was absolutely insane. It was with Prudence Mo and Julian Kula and myself, and then, Anna Pegre and Elaine and Terry Goodlad were both there. It was crazy. It was a lot of fun. The sunrise and sunset photo shoots were very hard, very cold.
Now, does Elaine do your makeup and hair? Goodlad?
I did my own hair this time. Elaine did my makeup this show.
Yeah. It always helps. It just gives a different, you know how you do your makeup, and even when I have somebody else do mine, they create, I don't know, they see you, because when I do people's makeup, I see something in them, and I try and bring that out. It's, so I always say having a makeup artist is always nice, because they have a different vision of you, and it's kind of neat to see that in pictures.
Yeah, and Elaine's like, we're going to go smoky today. We're going to give you some sexy smoke appeal.
Yeah, right? And they definitely did that.
Do your thing, sister. I don't know how to do all that. So, yeah, I mean, it's the last thing you want to worry about the day of the show is having to do your makeup and laugh.
Absolutely. Now, do you work a full-time job, or how do you balance work, marriage, contest prep, and all that?
I work a lot. I teach at LSUS. And I'm also a full-time trainer at a local health club, their fitness director over there, and work out a lot. And we have 3 dogs and a very needy husband that likes to complain a lot because I'm never home. He just gave me the evil look.
I know, I'm sure. I mean,
you're not alone, Terry. I have one of those too.
It's so hard though, because this world is, me and Dave live in the same house, and you wouldn't even know it. People are like, are you guys together still? Oh yeah, we are. I mean, we like email each other when we're in the house. I mean, you know, we work from home, but my office is upstairs and his is downstairs. I mean, it's just crazy. The lives of fitness and figure and bodybuilding competitors and relationships is, that's a whole nother show, right, Chrissy?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it's definitely something else. It takes a lot of work to kind of balance everything out and a lot of understanding. Yeah. That's for sure.
That is for sure.
Yeah. Terry doesn't like it when the house always smells like fish.
Yeah.
He hates that.
Mine has very bizarre smells at times, but something. It smells like food always,
I know. People walk in the house, it's like asparagus, dog, and fish. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I just wish my house, why doesn't my house smell like brownies? I wish it just smelled, right, Jeff, if we had God, that would be great. Not really if I was dieting, but for,
I know. It smells yummy. You're always cooking something yummy in that kitchen.
I am.
All right, Terry, you are proof that obviously hard work and perseverance pay off in obtaining your pro card. What advice would you give others out there that are striving to do well at the national level right now?
Honestly, I would say just try to keep a good attitude about it all, because it's, people ask me all the time, like, if I was, you know, so upset and mad at the judges for not giving me my pro card those other three times or, you know, whatever. But honestly, I'm glad that they didn't, because it paid off to get the overall title instead of, you know, waiting. And, you know, those judges made me work for it. And I'm grateful, and I respect the fact that, you know, I worked so hard to get it, because, you know, you earn it. So I wish as long as they keep a, you know, really good work ethic and just, you know, use motivation to work harder, and eventually your time will come, and, you know, the judges and the fans and everyone will respect it, and, you know, it'll be all the better.
I mean, there's so much blame. I really... Everybody wants to say, oh, it's the judges. It's, it's really not. Don't hate the player. Mm-hmm. Hate mm-hmm. the game. You know, it's a game. You got to play the game. You got to be in it to win it, you know? So it's like, you can't say, oh, God, they, you know, they don't hate you. They don't have any, like, crucifixion complex with you. It's just, you know, you have to kind of be there in their eye, show that you want it, and mm-hmm. just come show after show. I mean, Chrissy, you worked your tail off that year. I mean, I think you did every single...
7 was tough.
Yeah, my girl worked. And you always look so good, by the way.
And you start to say, oh, my God, I it's me. I suck. You don't. You know, mm-hmm. you keep kind of tweaking this and tweaking that, and you get there eventually.
Yeah. There's always a lot of blame in the sport, but it's really, you know, you just keep at it, and eventually you're going to get it.
So what do you think was your biggest motivating factor in your quest for the pro card? I mean, what really... Was there anything that was the depth of motivation that really you wanted that declaration of a pro card?
I think coming so close so many times just really was that thing that just kept pushing me to go, you know?
Yeah.
If I would have gotten, like, dead last at this show and this year, and that, I don't know what I would say, but I just think coming so close and, you know, having so much support from all of my other friends in the industry and, you know, my family, you know, it's hard to get discouraged when you have so many friends and support in this industry, you know?
The dangling carrot.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Got it.
Or a piece of cake.
Yeah, the dangling cake. Forget about the carrot. The carrot cake, you know?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That sounds good right now, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, Terry, we know you're on cloud 9. You're driving 14 hours to get home. But what are the rest of your plans for 2009 now?
I have no idea. I'm probably going to think about that next week and kind of reassess everything, talk to Mike. You know, I don't know if he wants me to compete this year yet at a pro show. I wouldn't mind trying to take a stab at it, you know, but I don't know. We'll see. I have no idea what I should do. I think I'll maybe get a little feedback from, you know, my trainer, maybe see the judges and see what they think and go from there.
Now, Terry, is there a way for people to get in touch with you? Do you have a website? Do you have any shameless plugs you want to throw out there?
I am currently working on a website, and hopefully it will be up in a month or so. I'm actually...
Do you have a domain name?
I don't even know anything about it yet, actually. Terry Goodbod's daughter, Charity, who does Terry's website, bodysport.com, she's actually making the site up for me. So it's been a battle between her, you know, back and forth. So I think it's going to hopefully be up within a month or so. But my email is livefit.terry@gmail.com, and I'm on MySpace and Facebook and everything, and hopefully a website soon.
Excellent. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And of course, get your booty on RX Muscle and give your fans some love over here, too. They would love to hear from you. So,
oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Terry, for being on our show. And we look forward to, you know, maybe we'll see you up there at a pro show this year as a little...
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I would love that.
It'd be cool to see you up there. You look great. And, again, everybody check her out in this August issue of Flex.
Oh, thank you.
All right, baby. Have fun driving.
Thank you.
Nice talking to y'all.
Muscle Girls, Inc. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, author L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat
earth-burning herbs, which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
If you're a serious athlete, you know you need energy to keep going. Good energy.
I got that JoJo swagger.
JoJo Energy Drink has it, with only 4 calories and no sugar, essential antioxidants, acai berry, and green tea extracts in pure spring water. And with flavor infusion technology, it's always 100% fresh. Oh yeah, with 6 incredible flavors, JoJo Energy Drink tastes awesome. Now you've got a new workout partner. Get good energy. Get JoJo Energy Drink. Available at JoJoEnergy.com.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the species line of products champion original thinking, and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise, up to the minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hello, this is Sandy Williamson, and you are listening to Muscle Girls, Inc.
Our next guest is a female bodybuilder that just won the overall at the Junior Nationals. You would never know that she was once overweight and born with a vision impairment, making her legally blind. Despite her challenges, she is a successful bodybuilder, a mother, a computer programmer, and a teacher. There is nothing our next guest can't do, and may one day make history by being one of the few professional bodybuilders that suffer from a visual impairment. So with that said, please welcome Suzanne Germano to Muscle Girls, Inc. Welcome, Suzanne. How are you, baby?
I'm great. Thank you, Colette and Chrissy.
Well, congratulations on winning the overall the Junior Nationals. And I was looking briefly at your contest history, and I think this is really your first big national win. Am I right?
It is. It is my first big national win. It's actually my first in bodybuilding.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, with that said, how did you get into bodybuilding and training?
Started back in 1995. I was quite overweight, somewhere around 180 pounds, and I'm only 5'1". And I just started going to the gym and eating right, and luckily, I fell in love with lifting, because I probably would never have lost the weight if I didn't love it.
I mean, did somebody get you into it, though? I mean, someone got me kind of into really lifting heavy and into the whole bodybuilding, or did you just kind of fall into it?
I just kind of fell into it because I knew that the way most people lost weight didn't work, and I knew my sister worked out at, you know, just trained pretty much right. I mean, she did, like, regular bodybuilding type work. She wasn't a bodybuilder, she was very small, but she did those type of, you know, training, like a 3-day split type stuff, and, you know, body part splits, not go in and do whole body or go in and do cardio. And, you know, I knew I'd rather look, I liked more fit looking people than skinny people.
Right.
So, but I never thought I'd ever even get to the point of looking good, let alone competing. I mean, my goal was just to get a couple clothing sizes smaller.
So you were 5'1", 180. Mm-hmm. What's your contest weight?
Yes. My contest weight was 123 this time. My last year was 114.
Wow, so you put on some, yeah, so you put on, yeah, I know.
7 is 114.
You definitely, I'm telling you, Suzanne, from even every year that I see you, I when I saw you on stage, I was like, oh my gosh, you look unbelievable. You really are just someone that is improving every year. You get better and better, and the judges love that. There's nothing more they love that when somebody just gets better and better every year.
No, thank you so much.
Dan, on your website, I was looking at your website, and I have to ask, because I was like, wow, she's amazing. Not only do you look amazing, but she is amazing, because I was reading on your website that you actually are legally blind and actually suffer from something called achromatopsia. So can you explain to our listeners a little about that condition?
Sure. It's achromatopsia. It means that the rods and cones don't function in the retina. So people with that condition, I was born with it, and basically vision is worse than 20/200, which is, with correction, the best you can see the big E on the chart. Most of us are worse than that. I am, in most cases, worse than, I can't usually see the big E. It also makes you totally colorblind, and I'm also severely, severely light sensitive. So if I were to go outside during the day when it's sunny without my red contacts and sunglasses, I basically couldn't even see a house because all I would see was brightness.
Wow.
I mean,
with corrective lenses, you could barely see the big E.
Right. Yeah, to be legally blind, what your visual acuity is once you're corrected, it has to be worse than 20/200.
I mean, are you seeing shadows, though? I mean, do you see? You see. You can kind of maneuver
yourself. Yeah, I mean, up close, I can tell who people are once I know them. It's like there are a lot of times I don't recognize people at a show, and I sometimes think, God, they must not think she's very, you know, she's not very nice. She's not saying hi to me, but I don't recognize them. You know, people I've seen a lot in person when they're within a few feet, I can recognize them usually. You know, I can read up close, big enough, and you know, I've got my 24-inch computer monitor. I just have everything set large on it.
Well, how does this impact bodybuilding? I mean, when I think of bodybuilding, I think of, like, this is such, like, a self-centered, kind of ego-driven sport, because kind of one of the things that you love about contest prep is basically watching your body change. And, I mean, can you still experience that? I mean, do you still get to see?
Oh, yeah. When I'm close up to the mirror, I can see it, and I'll, you know, text Jeremy and say, oh, I have a new vein. And but other details, other times where I don't think I see, because I'm not sure if it's a film of water or if I'm still holding fat, you know, it's like, you know, I'm flat, am I, you know, so certain stuff I don't think I see as well, some of the detail, but, you know, others are, you know, let them know that I've got some more definition here and more definition there.
So then if you're colorblind, how do you see, like, who determines your colors, like, of your suits? Like, do you see the red? I mean, do you see, you know, I mean, how do you even know how to distinguish?
Everything I see is shades of gray, just like a black and white TV. So just get opinions from friends and hope that they're, know what they're talking about.
So how, I mean, now this is a crazy question. I mean, I don't even know if this sounds, if you're born with this. I mean, am I, like, silly to say that you really, if I were to ask you to describe red or blue or green or purple or topaz, I mean, do you have an idea of what those really look like to you, or not really? I mean,
no, because anything that I thought it might be probably is nothing close. I mean, there are some times that I can guess based on things, and I'll sometimes, if it's like a true red, I can sometimes guess it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's often a
It's,
you know, I don't know if things go together, and
right.
Which is why I never do my own makeup.
Right, yes, as you said. Never. I mean, it would not be smart.
You know, I would not know if I got into the eyeshadow, like, way outside, or, you know.
Right, definitely. It's exciting, yeah.
Well, whoever pictures you, Color, did a great job. That red was stunning
on
you. Oh,
it looked
great
on her. Yeah, it definitely did.
Thank you.
So who helps you, like, with your prep and diet and, like, for extra set of eyes and to help you when, like you said, you're not sure about if you're holding a film of water or about, you know, more definition in an area?
Starting in November 2006, I started training with Jeremy Minahan out of Oklahoma City, Size and Shape Fitness. He trained Sherry Smith, and he was Dave Candy's trainer when he went pro at Nationals, and several others under him. And actually, at the time, I was still in figure, and we were trying to get a different approach, get my body working better, and I was, at that point, aiming to go to Junior Nationals 2007 in figure. When I went to train with him in April, and my legs were already shredded, and too big.
He's like, too bad.
He's like, how would you like to get a prejudging suit and go back to bodybuilding? So 6 weeks out, we switched back to bodybuilding. And it was the best thing that ever happened. I can't thank him enough for that.
Wow, and now look at you winning overall. And, I mean, the future looks really bright for you, mm-hmm. especially right now in the state of female bodybuilding. You know, it's exciting here. So tell us about...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just been... I mean, the last 2 years have just been fantastic. And the changes I've made, things that I've tried for years to grow, like my back, you know, we got that going. And
I mean, and Suzanne, and listen, you're no spring chicken. I mean, can we talk about your age? Do you have an issue?
Sure.
I mean, how old are you?
45.
I mean, Chrissy, this is not, we're
incredible.
Not talking, and making, this is when people say, oh, I can't, I'm too old, I can't make changes in my body. Do you, I mean, you can't, I mean, Suzanne, that's not true. I mean, you're proving that that is not true.
Absolutely not. I mean, I didn't step into the gym for the first time until I was 30, almost 33.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You're amazing.
It is. I love this stuff. I mean, here's mm-hmm. somebody that has some just challenges that just, you know, to say, look, you could take one or two, it's life is about choices. You could choose and say, look, oh my gosh, you know, I have to deal with not having, you know, 2020 vision and just do the mm-hmm. whole pity party stuff. And you either mm-hmm. take what you have in life and roll with it and turn, you know, what, lemons into lemonade, or you don't. And, you know, you've really proven that you can pretty much do anything, and you have done it. And it's just impressive. And speaking of impressive,
thank you very much.
You know, what about this? You have to tell, you really have to talk about this, the experience you had with the United States Association with Blind Athletes, what you accomplished on the ski slopes. You got to talk about this.
Oh, back when I was about 20, as one of the things that they do, they have available for kids with vision impairments is, you know, there's several activities. One of them is skiing. So I had done that. And the way you ski is with a guide, and either the guide's in front of you if you have enough vision and you follow them down, or for those who have really bad vision or totally blind, the guide is behind them and will say left, right. And so I was taking German in college, and I found out that the World Winter Games for the Disabled were going to be in Austria, and I wanted to be in Austria. And so I tried out for the U.S. blind ski team and made that, and went to Austria and skied there, which is completely different than skiing here.
My gosh, Austria is like no joke.
And really scary skiing. And, of course, we got our asses kicked by the Germans and Austrians, but, I mean, they flew, but it was an amazing, amazing experience.
That's pretty cool. Do you ever ski still, or are you like, oh no, we got to stay away from high risk activities?
No, I haven't skied in a long time. My daughter still always have never just trying to fit in a weekend to get away because she wants to go snowboarding.
Yeah, be careful, man. That's you know, that's a high risk activity, Suzanne. You got a body there. It's going places.
I have enough stuff going on just from the bodybuilding with elbows hurting and shoulders hurting and.
All right, me too. The battle wounds. Oh gosh, the battle wounds.
Well, Suzanne, Michaelette, you also work on websites. So, do you design your own website? And tell us a little about your website and what people can see on there.
I did. It's fitsuzanne.com. It's kind of been a work in progress over the years, more just kind of for myself so I could show my family my pictures and stuff like that. And so I actually need to redo the entire thing. It started off just with being able to do some stuff with what free internet my space, my service provider gave us. So it had to be really small, but it's mainly just the story about what I did to lose weight, about my vision, pictures. There's a whole page of progress pictures from the very start to, well, Nationals 2007 is the most recent picture in that, so I need to add to that. And then photo shoot pictures from contests, fun family and friend type pictures.
I mean, have you made this website? And I turned my kind of website skills into like a business. Have you ever thought about doing that? I mean, it's...
I have, and one of the things I have... The pros and cons. The con is that I don't have the color. I wouldn't be able to creative color scheme-wise with the site, so I'm not even quite figured out how I work around that part. And I'm kind of a linear person, not real creative in the, you know, artistic-y.
I got to tell you, it takes... No, it does. I mean, I have done now... oh my gosh, over 50 sites.
A lot.
And I mean, you know, Chrissy, every time and Suzanne, I mean, you really have to get in that space in your mind. Okay, here I go, you know, and because people are like, oh, do my website. And you're like, okay, let me think. And it does. It takes that. I mean, it's so, yeah, I could see where that would be, you know.
Yeah, mine's just kind of linear and kind of like, you had a border at the top and the buttons right. and pages and not all these curves and, you know.
Right.
Haven't gotten into Flash yet. I mean, I have the whole Dreamweaver, I mean, the creative suite and everything, but which I need to get playing with.
Well, have fun with Flash. We'll talk about that later. It takes years, hours. It's just more the time, you know. It's a little more time consuming. I'm like, oh, I don't do Flash sites. I'm like, no. Chrissy's like, Claude, do my Chrissy, I can talk you out of Flash. Please, let me talk you out of it.
You know, I'm glad that you did because, you know, a lot of people don't have, like, high-speed internet. So for people that have dial-up and stuff, you want to make it easy and convenient for them to navigate and be able to go through your site.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, I always talk about it. People want Flash, but I'll be honest with you. You can't. People love their iPhones. You can't see them on iPhones. It limits who is going to be able to see your site. And it's, you know, hey, man, I'm all about numbers. many eyes can see that site. You know, your physique really has made leaps and bounds over the years. And I, you know, wondering what is next for you, Suzanne? Like what, I mean, are you going to go on to nationals? Are you thinking the USA's? Because in my opinion doesn't mean anything, unfortunately, but if you look at the base of the bodybuilders out there right now, you really have a good chance, especially as a middleweight, because the middleweight class has been weak, actually, even at the nationals.
Well, thank you. Originally on Thursday, we had already discussed, before the show, we wanted to wait for Dallas 2010. That's kind of still where we're staying, and a lot of it has to do with my daughter's going off to college in the fall.
Okay.
And this summer, she has a 3-week summer school. The 4th of July weekend, we're supposed to drive her down to Missouri to the school. The weekend of USA's is the weekend we're supposed to pick her up. I wouldn't be able to do either of those, which also means my husband Chase wouldn't be able to show up in Vegas until sometime Saturday after he picked her up in Missouri and drove her back home. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of reasons that, which is why I never didn't really consider the USA's in the first, you know, any of the Masters or USA's originally. So,
North America?
Yeah, I don't know. So I know my body can go 10 more, you know, 10 weeks. So Jeremy and I are going to discuss the whole thing later today. And
I mean, I say it like this. You know, here's an interesting perspective. You keep getting better. It's not,
right.
which you've proven that and you've defined that and you've made it pretty consistent. And it's what is the hurry always? I know it's like, it is the ultimate dream and the ultimate goal, but I really see it as a situation where even if you did wait another year, you're only getting better. And you know, we're always thinking, oh, we got, you know, blah, blah, blah. I got to chase it. I'm on the momentum, whatever. I mean, it's really, bodybuilding's so kind of in a space right now that if you come back really dominant at, I don't know if you want to wait till nationals next year, like you're thinking of, I mean, I don't know who could beat you in that middle. I mean, if you keep presenting what you're presenting, you know, and you just for it, you know.
And that's also what we're thinking. We're really concerned to make sure my body doesn't go through too much because it took a long time for Jeremy to get my body working again after too harsh a dieting and stuff from previous competitions I'd done with previous methods and previous trainers. Mm-hmm. And we finally got it going, and we don't want to, you know, prolong prep too long or do things that are going to just have me not be able to bounce back, not respond again in the next prep. Because this one was just, this is the most amazing prep I've ever been through.
Right.
I mean, it's the best condition I've ever been in, and I had the best response through the prep the entire time. My body just responded the entire time, and I've never had that.
I know. I know. It's the greatest feeling, isn't it?
You know, I think it's because I took the 15 months off after Nationals 2007, and we just worked on getting my body, getting the calories up, getting the metabolism going, eating lots of food.
Well,
doing very little cardio.
I'm thinking that, Suzanne, just based on life and everything else that's going on, if you aim for Dallas 2010, I'm looking forward to seeing you there. You can get in touch with Suzanne on FitSuzanne, right, .com?
Correct.
And any other shameless plugs you want to make? Any shout-outs?
I'll just thank my husband and
daughter Christine for being there for me, and Jeremy, and then Sherry Smith for all her help through my prep.
Awesome. Listen,
and then everybody on RX Muscle and who's followed my thread and helped motivate me.
Man, we had to get you on. We were having major anxiety. I'm like, we got to get Suzanne. RX Muscle is losing their mind.
Everyone's like, you have to get her. You have to get her. I'm like, oh gosh, I'll try. So thank you so much, Suzanne.
Well, Suzanne, thank
you
again.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
Well, Christy, I think we did it again. Our 16th show. I want to thank our guests, Terry Turner and Suzanne Germano, for stopping by this week. And remember, Muscle Girls, Inc., it's not just a radio show.
It is who we are.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is an RXMuscle.com presentation. Listen to Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin every week at the same time. Be sure to download this and all of our radio shows at our website, RXMuscle.com. This has been Muscle Girls, Inc.